David, thoughts on the scrimmage today?
I think we, you know, we had our ups and downs, like any day. And, you know, it's our job to just go back to the meeting room and come back out and correct the things we need to be corrected before the preseason game.
David, yeah, I mean, you say ups and downs. It seems like they gained a lot of yards, but then tighten up in the red zone. Does that come away as a win, or?
I don't think there was a win loss kind of situation. We kind of wanted to just go through a bunch of different scenarios and just kind of see how we reacted to a bunch of different scenarios, and we did that. You know, obviously there's some things we have to correct, you know, from a defensive standpoint, and I'm pretty sure it's the same way on the offense. And you know, we'll go back to the drawing board and get back at it when we come back from break.
Brandon Cooks had a good day. What did you see out of him and defending him on the defensive side?
I see that he's 0-60 real fast, and you know, and that's why we took him, I guess, with the first round pick. But you know, he's a young guy with a heck of a lot of potential, in our opinion. And when he gets the ball in his hands, he's dangerous.
What were y'all saying to each other on the sidelines, you know, watching him, and then, you know, having experience he did today?
I mean, I guess a bunch of people were saying, man, I hope I don't got to cover the guy. And the people who were covering him, like, you know, bring me a little help. But he's a great young player, you know, he'll do well.
How about the fact that they opened up the offense, I think, what, three straight drives with TDs, and you guys had a string of three or four drives where the defense kind of stopped them?
I mean, I think it was just a matter of us adjusting to how they were going to attack us. You know, they went into their meeting rooms and game planned us, and we game planned them, and their plan of attack got started fast. You know, and it was our job as a defense to get with it and kind of sight adjust and come back and play hard.
Almost similar to last year, huh? It was kind of almost the strength of this defense after giving up some yards or a score in the first opening drive. The defense kind of figured it out.
Yeah, but that's not what we're going for. You know, we on both sides of the ball, our goal is to come out strong, you know, and we do that through preparation out here, and that's always been the goal going into camp.
Is it tough in a situation in a scrimmage like this where you don't want to maybe hurt the offensive players to kind of go totally full speed? And
it's difficult. It's difficult at times as a defensive player because, you know, sometimes you could have tackled the guy had you left your feet, or, you know, in order for the refs to stop the ball, you have to be in great position. So, but I guess it helps us. It helps us, you know, get our feet right and shuffle your feet and run through ball carriers and stuff like that on both sides of the ball. Just being able to take care of your teammate and still give the efforts you need to be able to compete.
You think they have an advantage?
No advantages. Just, you know, we have to bring our feet and do all the right things with our technique.